This is Horribly Off Topic, episode number 247.
It is?
It is. I'm Chris.
I'm Steve. We didn't even do a test.
We did a test. Oh, I tested for a long time.
Did you come over here and check my
mic?
No,
no, I didn't. Of course not.
Oh.
Well, no, then. I mean, this could be a test. You want this to be a test?
No.
This could be a test.
No.
Be a test of the emergency broadcast system. Did you
see, now you're fixing the levels because
The levels. I'm turning myself down a little bit.
And turning me up because I need to be louder.
Yeah, I can also fix it in post.
You don't have to if you do it right the first time.
Well, you know, that is the somebody's motto, I'm sure. What's a motto? Nothing. What's a motto with you?
Amato's is like a, isn't that a sub place up in Maine?
Yeah, they have an affection for that place, which I don't understand. My wife and my in-laws who are
people,
from.
Everybody's using different pronouns nowadays. So
oh, yes.
You could just say that they could mean a single person or they could mean multiple people.
It could be.
But you have to specify, Chris.
Because in this case, I was referring to a collective they, my in-laws. They are from Maine, all the whole lot of them.
I don't understand, like, because I spent some time there, like around the time where I was 21, like going to Maine a couple of times a year. And yeah, that was a thing. Like when people would be like, oh, can you bring back some Italians from Amato's? What?
Bring back some Italians. That doesn't sound right.
Meaning the subs, not the ethnicity.
Yeah, no, if you wanted to bring back some Italians, you go to Providence, right?
Is that?
I don't know. I watched the Beloved. No, The Departed. The Beloved Departed. And I got the impression that when Jack Nicholson, in his really bad attempt at a Boston accent, is getting mad, he talks about the Italian. No, maybe is it the Italians that come, or is it the Portuguese that come from Providence?
I think there are Portuguese in the southern southern Massachusetts, maybe Providence area, because they're.
I don't know. I got the impression that that's a place where you go.
But there's also Portuguese in like Hudson, Mass. Yeah. Like you know, in and around Framingham. I think the Brazilian community, which is peripheral to the Portuguese community.
Right. Right. Well, and of course, I guess if you were in Boston, you just have to go up to the North End, you know, the North End, you know, and back in the day, when you were 21,
around the turn of the century,
was the monster not the good green monster by Fenway Park, but the big green monster of Route 93. Was that still up?
I imagine so.
Yeah. So at that point, one of the things.
I mean, it was hot and heavy, big dig time. I think.
Yeah. It was a lot of digging, a lot of big digging. But one of the criticisms and one of the things they were attempting to fix by doing the big dig, which we should explain, was a.
I like even people that aren't from Boston, I think, know what the big dig is.
Really? There might be somebody who doesn't know.
All right, Chris, please explain the big dig.
They wanted to put the highway
under. Someone who has apparently lived under a rock with a bunch of bugs.
They wanted to put the highway under a rock with a bunch of bugs. They wanted to put the highway underground and reconnect the city of Boston. You know, you had the whole North End where you find the Italians was disconnected from the rest of the city by the big double decker, triple decker, I don't know, big green painted green highway, and now it's all underground and they got a nice greenway, as in like plants, named after Rose Kennedy.
And now they're building a Green Line extension somewhere around there, because like everybody in Somerville was like, oh my god, we need to get on the Green Line more.
Oh, they were.
Yeah. No.
No, yeah. Well, you know, there is one of the things that was always frustrating to me, not to get too local for you, but the Green Line does go out to Slumerville, right? It by Leechmere, right? Is that Cambridge? Is it in Cambridge or Slumerville?
It's, yeah, Leechmere is a Green Line stop.
Yeah, and but so that that's all the way over there, but the it's
but it's not a, like it's public not public transportation in
is
summer.
is a mess.
Yes, well, like there it needs to we need a complete overhaul. I think we've talked about this so many times before.
Yeah.
Both commuter rail and regular rail, like they keep on saying there's going to be new Red Line trains, and I have not seen one of them yet, but I've seen pictures of them on the new fancy screens they have in the
MBTA. Oh, because you need fancy screens, not fixed trains.
Yeah, I don't care what kind of screens are in there. I don't know how fucking much those things goddamn cost. But
God only knows.
GD, sorry, I don't want to offend anybody that might be even remotely religious listening to this.
Any good damn? How do you say God?
GD.
GD. Any GD damn?
Or GG.
GG jam? GG damn. Sounds like a porn star name. GG damn.
Why?
I don't know. Gigi damn. Like Gigi. I don't know. I knew a Gigi once. She was nice.
What's
up,
Chris?
I lost my train of thought.
Cool.
Italians. We were talking about Italian. Oh, Amato's. That got us horribly off topic.
You almost did it.
I almost did it. I got us horribly off topic. You were saying when you were 21... You went up to Maine, and people would be like, can you get us some Italians?
Yes, and bring them back. And we obliged, but it was just weird. Like, it's odd that Maine, or Southern Maine, like, because I don't think there's very much, like, if you
well,
go up
not
to,
very
like, the
much
capital.
Anything.
Yeah, I know, but but Southern Maine is known for Italian subs.
Yeah, and I don't, and there's no real equivalent, right? Like, Subway is not an equivalent because Subway is basically the McDonald's of sandwiches, right? So there's, you know, we can't say Subway. You know, there is the sort of House of Pizza semi chain that kind of exists, but that's
it's not a chain. It's just that every town has a.
My dad don't get my dad started. He will not be able to provide any evidence of this, but he swears that House of Pizza isn't like a chain. It's an unofficial chain, and like you got a license to be the town's official House of Pizza.
So has he gone to, let's just say, Chelmsford House of Pizza and asked them this question?
I don't know if he has. I don't think Chelmsford House of Pizza exists anymore. I think they... That was in North Chelmsford, and I think Zesty's bought it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's Zesty's North.
All right. So, so they didn't want to pay that license anymore. Right.
So the closest thing we have now, and it's not even, would be a Zesty's, because they have two whole locations in the whole town. I think there's going to be a third over in Billerica.
Wow.
And so they've got that. So there's nothing, I mean... Like Amato's is a fucking gas station thing. Like you have
station. It's a small chain.
Yeah, but it's a small chain that's inside gas stations.
And there are just units of like they're just sub shops that don't exist in a gas station.
But it's like how does that come about? Like was there just one guy? There's only because it's Maine, I suppose. There's one guy who knows how to make an Italian sandwich, and they're like, all right, let's franchise the fuck out of that guy, Mr. Amato.
Well, maybe they had the one location. It was extremely popular, and then they created more. Like, that's usually how something gets franchised.
Yeah, capitalism. Ugh.
Well, I mean, capitalism does have its flaws, but when but
go on.
The things that make capitalism good is competition.
Yeah.
So if there's a instance where there's a sub shop that does really well, other sub shops can be like, okay, we need to figure out what they're doing,
right?
So we can get business too. So like that kind of shit, I like about capitalism.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's all right. I like that.
Like you know, like somebody having a superior product, like I like that they can do better. Right. But what I don't like is when somebody with
the superior product copyrights and trademarks and patents that superior product and then sues the shit out of anybody who tries to compete with them.
Well, not necessarily that, but that I agree that's kind of a bullshit move. But also like someone who, you know, creates something and then is just, I don't know, can actively works to sabotage both maybe legally or illegally their competition so they can be the lion's share of the market. Like that,
yeah,
you know, the illegally part is makes it
right
very bad because it's actually not legal. But you know,
what's legality between friends
and corporations?
Well, corporations are people. Are you saying, you know, since they're people, they can't be friends? Corporations can have friends and stab them in the back, like, you know, like a good old friend does.
You're talking about iPhone 11? Is that what?
No, are they stabbing somebody in the back with those three lenses? Is that what they're for?
Apparently people don't like that.
Oh my God, it's fucking disgustingly ugly. See? Like, I have never... we were trying to make some financial changes. Yeah, we were trying to sort of look at our budget.
That can lead into where you went yesterday.
Oh gosh, yes it could. Well, we were, I don't think I've talked about this on the show, but we were basically trying to... look at our finances and say, like, where are areas where we could cut back a little? Not because we're bringing in less money, but just because it'd be nice to sort of not to build up a savings and build up for retirement and all this. And so one of the ideas I had was, well, I bought into this iPhone upgrade program a few years ago, and it was great because, you know, you pay a certain amount per month, and every year I get the new phone. But the problem is if one year you decide you don't want to get the new phone, you keep paying the fucking money, right? Because you're not done with the phone that you have. So the incentive is there. It's like, well, if I'm going to keep paying the same amount of money every month, I might as well get the new phone. And then that just, you know...
perpetuates.
Yeah.
To get you to have one every year.
Right. So when I...
That's how they get you.
That is how they get you.
Don't eat all the bread, Chris.
But they didn't get me this time because... somewhere in August, when I was considering this for the first time, I went on to Mac Rumors for the very first time in months. It used to be a daily thing for me, but I've cut back on my Apple habit. And I went on there and I saw the mock-ups.
Are you eating pears now?
Yes. That's what they use in some fucking... I think it was on Nickelodeon. They had
fucking apples?
No, they had things that were obviously iPhones, and they'd paint as a pear on the back.
Like Jason
that
was... Biggs fucking apples.
He fucked a pie, not
an apple pie, mind you.
An apple pie, but he did not fuck the actual apple.
We'll just tell your mom we ate the pie.
Thank you, Eugene Levy.
Isn't it Levy?
It's probably Levy. What happens when the levy breaks?
They fucked a pie? I don't know. Together? Did the Eiffel Tower on a pie?
Breaks the pie.
You can't have that as
I'm just writing down some notes.
People are going to be like, seriously, you're talking about American Pie again?
We did a whole episode.
Did we do the whole episode on
American Pie or American Pie 2?
I think it was the entire series.
Oh, okay.
But I think what we focused on was American Pie 2 because we had a couple of cocktails. Well, I had a couple of cocktails. You had a couple of fucking tall boys of Mike's Hard Lemonade. I'm surprised your stomach didn't eat itself.
Oh, you know, Pop will eat itself.
Oh, that was a good little band.
It was a good little band. Ich bin ein Ausländer was their big hit, as far as I was concerned.
Isn't that German for I'm an outsider?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I am a jelly donut. They didn't want to do that. They were like, I am an outsider.
Okay. Cool. Pui, as that used to be called. Probably still is, but...
somewhere in August, I went to Mac Rumors, and I looked at the mock-up, because at this point, they'd had all the leaks and whatever, and I thought, that is the ugliest fucking phone I have ever seen, and there is no way in hell I am going to own that, and now I have made my decision, based purely on aesthetics.
You don't have to get the... you can get the one with two lenses.
Yeah, but it's still got a big fucking square. Like, it looks ugly. Like, Johnny Ive, who was their product design person for ages and ages, left the company. And
Johnny Ive alive?
yes, I think so. I think he's off making, I don't know, expensive watches or cars or some damn thing. I mean, he's fucking rich enough to do whatever he wants at this point. But you can tell he probably had no input on this fucking monstrosity, because it just does not look good. And it might look better if you had four cameras in there, you know, because at least it would be even. But three, it just, it looks like a mistake.
It's the magic number. What are you talking about?
It looks fucking terrible. So I'm not getting it. I got to deal with my...
Yeah, you want people to be like, ah.
No, I mean, also...
The judgment you would get from years looking at the back, people looking at the back of your phone while you're looking at the front of it.
So I paid off my phone. I made the extra payment so that I would not have the sort of like, I got to pay it every month and not have the new phone feeling. I was like, no, just pay it off. And then
I got the new phone feeling.
But I watched the Apple event this past week, and I had to say, as a longtime Apple person, it was very obvious to me that this was like the beta version of the phone. That this phone is going to be the one that people will say, oh, it can do amazing things, but it's a pain in the ass. And the next version of this same phone will be the one to get. Just the way they talked about it, and they're like, well, this is like brand new stuff, and like it'll be available in a software update in October. Or no, it like, yeah, this is the one that they rushed out to have something new and flashy. And so next year or in a couple of years, I'll get me a new phone. And besides the fact that my kids don't want me to take pictures of them anymore, so that was the big reason I would always get the new phone. I wanted the new latest and greatest camera. And my kids, including where I went yesterday, which we can talk about in a minute, they are just like, no, no pictures. Even if I can capture a beautiful picture, they're just like, no, I don't want it.
All right. Well, I was like that for a decent amount of time in my life, so yeah. I can totally understand.
No, I get it. Yeah.
I mean, I've been
respect them.
Yeah. I've been an Apple guy for, you know, a number of years since the 5 came out.
Yeah.
And I've only gotten 2 phones since, though.
Mm. So you got the 5 and then
the 6S.
Okay.
And then this last this, year's.
Yeah, yeah. The 10, the tennis.
The 10, the one that wasn't the big one.
Or right. Not the tennis max, but the tennis.
Yeah, not the max.
Yeah, and not the 10, the tenor.
I don't know what the fuck. Yeah.
At least they finally got over that fucking shit now. Now it's the 11 and it's done with Arabic numerals and like, good. Get rid of the fucking Roman numerals and move on.
It's just like, what about Mega Man? Like there was Mega Man 1 through 8.
Yep.
And then there was Mega Man X for the Super Nintendo.
Everybody wanted to use that fucking X. I don't get it. Same thing with Mortal Kombat. I was looking up the history of that, and that they had a
no.
Mortal
but then
Kombat.
There was Mega Man X and X 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever.
Mm.
But then Mega Man 9 came out, and then Mega Man 10 came out. So Mega Man X is a different thing.
What the fuck? I don't. Video game companies, man.
Maybe it's X like the Greek symbol X, or well, I guess it's key.
Key?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you get a key, what do you get? You go to a key party, right?
That's a thing young people know about.
It is. I only vaguely know. I mean,
I've never been to one,
but yeah. I have.
This is something from the 70s, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, yeah. And for those of you those youngins out there, the idea was a bunch of couples, bunch of adults, adult couples. They get together. They go to somebody's house. They put their keys in a basket, and I don't know, is it the man or the woman that picks the key out of the basket? So whoever you when you're leaving for the night, you pick the key out of the basket of the person.
The key in the basket, or else it gets the hose again.
That's the person you're going home with, right? Or is that or is it that you just like it's at a big house, and you not a prison, but it's at a big at a big home, and there's enough bedrooms that you know you each take a key, and that's you know that's the person you're going off and diddling.
And then if there's an extra key and there's somebody didn't bring their spouse or whatever, somebody's gotta be cucked, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. That I didn't even think about that. That's gotta suck for that dude or that lady.
It sucks to be cucked.
You think that person then goes into? Well, no. So they didn't bring anybody. So wait a minute. So you're in this scenario, which I don't think anybody would let happen, because I think you have to show up with a date. I think that's how a key party works.
I don't know.
In this scenario, it's possible that somebody who did bring a date is the one who's sitting there and doesn't get to have any of the sex. So do they then go and watch their partner?
I don't know the rules,
with
Chris.
Somebody else. Or is it always the person who didn't bring the date who gets cucked, and they have to sit there and watch on, like, all the monitors? They have to watch everybody fucking.
Sure.
Because this is the 70s, and somehow there are monitors.
Yeah, it's like a security situation, like, you know.
They
got a little microphone. That's just
They're like, hey, a little to the left.
Slow down.
Oh, God. Ugh.
I want to see the climax.
Oh, of course you do. Yeah, so, should we talk about where I went yesterday, or should we talk about our email first? We got an email, and we got.
I think the email will take all of 5 seconds.
Oh yeah. Well, the email was from Brian, friend of the show, Brian. Do you want to read it? You want me to read it?
You can read it.
All right. It says, "Greetings, guys. I do remember a time where Steve hit Chris. In episode 52, Steve utterly destroyed Chris to punish him for his weakness. Signed, Brian. P.S. Now that's some deep, hot lore."
How could he let himself be beaten by men with such low fighting power?
What? Do I have to drink?
No, that was Dragon Ball. We did that!
Oh, okay. All right. But, okay, wait. So what was episode 52? Let's go
that
look
was
it
the That was the first flashback episode.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Remember, there's 52 weeks in the year,
and
we used to not take breaks.
Yes, we used to be such good boys.
Mm-hmm. Even when I went off to Seattle for a week, we recorded two episodes with Dan, so we could have something to play while I was away.
I'm such a bad co-host.
Why?
It's all my fault.
No, it's fine, Chris.
It's all my fault.
We still have, like, we should have already had our 5th year anniversary, but we are well into the almost fall.
Yes, we are in.
And we should have had our anniversary around August.
Yeah. It's no. Are we into the where is it that there's the 2 months that don't make any? Oh yeah. September and August are the ones that fuck everything up, right? Because October should be the 8th month. But then those fucking Romans came in and they're like, we need a month named after Augustus.
I did comedy about this, Chris. Don't tell me. You probably know it because you listened to me do it.
I heard. Yeah, I know. That's why I started talking. I was like, maybe you were going to fill me in here and help me out. I was throwing you a line.
I don't remember the whole bit.
But that's what it is, right? So we're well into September, but September should be
7th month.
November. September should be November.
No. July and August shouldn't exist. And right. September should be the 7th month.
Oh, July. Okay, it's July and August. Julius and Augustus. Okay.
Yes.
I get it. All right, so we're well into the 7th month.
Yeah. Heaven forbid one of them have less days than the other one. So they stole a bunch of days from February.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Was that one? That one used to be?
It
used to be.
It did. It makes sense that all the months would have approximately the same amount of days, right, considering 10 months.
Yeah.
You know, you could evenly split the days, I think, more easily.
Right.
Well, I mean, there's still 365, so
yeah,
it's still going to be that, I think, at least one month that would have more days.
Right. And that's next year. Well, you know what? All right. So I did go somewhere yesterday, and I'll talk about that. But on the way back, way back.
It's gone.
It's a home run. No, who?
It's not for the Red Sox. They've been playing like shit.
Yeah. I've not watched.
Yeah, I think I watched one game this year.
Yeah,
and I watched one game last year. Like, not even the playoffs, because we were, like, I think we were on our honeymoon for a majority of the World's or majority of the playoffs and the World Series.
Yeah, were they in the World Series last year?
Yeah, they won. That's why everybody was pissed off at the Celtics and the Bruins for not winning,
right,
for not doing like
the quadruplicate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess the Revs.
It's funny. Like, even remember that we have a team in that sport that's not a sport. Oh, my God.
Good thing no foreigners listen to this.
What, you know, that I mean, have, not I have that no they respect would, for football.
Not that they would care about the MLS. I mean, they like the Premier League. They like, you know, like good shit. They don't care about like American soccer.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course not. Because because we came up with all the real sports, and they're like, well, you know, why would we be interested in their approximation?
Try to troll people like this. Because you're acting like people on the internet, Chris.
Am I?
Yes. Oh. You know, that try to get people pissed off.
I used to do that.
I understand.
I just don't like soccer. I don't think soccer's. I don't think soccer should.
But you don't have
thing.
To slag people for liking soccer.
Okay. I'm not. You know what? There are plenty of things that I like that aren't sports. I'm not slagging them for liking a non-sport. I'm just slagging the thing that they like as not a sport, hockey.
It is, in fact, a sport, and so is hockey. We're not getting into this again. So.
So I on my way back from where I went yesterday, we stopped in Plymouth, Massachusetts, because my sister-in-law and my nephew don't often get down that way, and we wanted to show them the Mayflower. Of course,
did Plymouth Rock land on you?
No, it did not, and neither did the Mayflower, because the Mayflower is not there right now and hasn't been for 3 years, which I had forgotten. I think I knew at some point, but I'd forgotten.
There was a cartoon I watched when I was a kid called The Mouse on the Mayflower.
Oh.
I think it was one of those Rankin Bass, like,
oh, those are the best
holiday specials, and yeah. I believe it was the first Thanksgiving kind of.
Well, you brought up leap years, which made me think.
You brought it up.
No, you brought up there being extra days in a month, which by extension, so it made me think of leap years. Next year's a leap year.
Part of my comedy bit was that we eliminate leap year. We just we add a certain amount of time to each day. We can take 2 days out of just, you know, what are the first months that have 31 days? January.
January, yep.
Take that out, put it in February, and then we take that. What's the next one?
March.
Is it March?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so March and January, you throw those 31s in there.
Mm-hmm.
February has 30 days.
Okay.
We stop it with fucking leap year.
Yeah, but what happens in May?
What do you mean in May?
Because in your bit now, you have succeeded at January's 30, February's 30.
No, you add about, I think, a minute or so of time to every day. Right. And that.
But you were just talking about making things the same amount. You said you take the third. Weren't you talking about taking
well, just
days
so like
away
the,
so that
every
February...
day, every month has at least 30 or 31 days.
Okay. 30 or 31. Okay.
So like.
I didn't know. I thought you were trying to make everything 30 days.
No, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Okay, got it. Next year, 400 years since Plymouth, Massachusetts was founded.
Wow.
There were all these little banners and stuff up there. But what we discovered, it might make...
You were on a mystery search?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to know what happened to the Mayflower. And we were having a dinner at a little Pebbles restaurant, I think is what it's called, like a little place right there on the boardwalk. Well, it's not really a boardwalk, but the
is
walk.
It across from Bam Bam's?
it's across from The Rock. So, you know, and with
Bonnie, my Pebbles,
what the dude behind the counter was telling us was back 3 years ago when they took the Mayflower away, they took it for refurbishments down to Mystic, Connecticut. And what they did is they took it away the week before Thanksgiving. Week before Thanksgiving, and you've got, like, what is the, outside of just the summertime, probably the number one time in the year that people would go to visit fucking Plymouth, Massachusetts? Fucking Thanksgiving, including people from around the world. And apparently, even in the 3 years since, the people at Plymouth Plantation have been selling tickets, their dual tickets to both things, to both the plantation and the Mayflower. And then people go to the plantation, they come down to the waterfront, they're like, I want to see the Mayflower. And the people there are like, sorry, you can come back anytime. You get people from fucking France, they're like, yeah, come back in a year, we'll let you see it. I'm like, I'm not fucking coming back to Plymouth. There's fucking nothing to do here except see all your exhibits about colonization. Like, I don't know.
Except for all the touristy things.
Yeah, so, Yeah. Apparently, they're going to bring it back next year.
Wow, cool. Yeah. So anybody that's thinking about going to Plymouth, Massachusetts for Thanksgiving instead of spending it with your family or going up to Fun Spot like a normal person would do.
Yes, plenty of don't. Normal people go to Fun Spot for Fun Spot's Giving.
Yeah.
Plenty of normal people. Are you going to make it a thing? Like you?
We have gone every year.
No,
like
I know you have, but are you going to try to make it a thing? Like expand it? If you were one of the 18,000 Democrats running for president, would you make that party platform that everybody goes to Fun Spot for Thanksgiving?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that would go well with my base, considering the people that run Fun Spot are maybe a little bit more conservative.
Yeah. Okay. Have you watched any of these fucking debates?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you. I am right there with you.
I've considered voting in the other primary because I'm currently unenrolled as my...
That's if the other primary happens. You know, four states have already declared they're not going to have their primaries. Four Republican states.
Is that a thing that's legal?
Yep. They've canceled their primaries in the states. I think it's New Mexico. It's a couple of really Republican strongholds. South Carolina, I want to say maybe it's either New Mexico or Nevada. Must be Nevada. Yeah, I was reading about it yesterday.
So. All right, well, maybe I won't bother then, because I don't know who I'd like.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't love all the candidates, but I think I like Elizabeth Warren more than any of them.
Yeah, no, I don't hate any of them. I just think that they're uninspiring.
But they do inspire me to vote for them because of the alternative.
The alternative, yeah. I mean, of course, it won't matter. We know that he's going to get elected.
Are you fucking kidding me, Chris?
No, you
are a dickhead because you were he's going to get elected and
I'm not trying to be a dickhead.
Don't say shit like that. Say
Do you think I have that much power?
I am very superstitious. Okay. I don't know
Yeah, I do know. I will not say it again. I'm very... can I say that I'm very concerned?
Yes, you could say you're concerned, but say I have confidence in our fucking republic that we will get out of this fucking mess in about a year and a half.
Can I just leave it at I'm very concerned?
No.
You want me to lie.
I want you to have that confidence. I want you to develop that confidence.
But I don't have that confidence.
But we need to get there, Chris.
Okay. All right. I'll work on it.
Good.
It's going to be hard. We should talk about what I did yesterday.
Good.
Yeah, I went to King Dick's Fair.
All right, tell me about it.
King Dick. I wanted to say that. Can we call the episode King Dick's Fair?
No. Okay. There's got to be something better that we've said before now.
Bring back some Italians.
Yeah, I think that's...
Deep hot lore, I think, is...
Sure.
Is good. I went to King Richard's Fair for the first time in my life yesterday. It was...
expensive?
Yes. So my sister-in-law, who is a single mom, really wanted to go, and we were out last weekend, and we were going back and forth. Stephanie was texting her sister back and forth, and... The moment that we agreed on a date, my sister-in-law went and bought all the tickets. So we didn't pay for the tickets, and I bring up the fact that she's a single mom. We did not want her to pay for our tickets. That was ridiculous. And we tried to work out ways to pay her back. I don't know if we succeeded.
All you had to do was just buy her one chicken turkey
one
leg.
One giant turkey leg. Yeah.
I think that's equivalent to a ticket. The ticket, that's just to get you in the door so you can spend tons more.
It's $35 to get in the door and it does nothing. I mean, everything else.
It's like you're hanging out. Well, the shows are free and whatnot.
Yeah, the shows are free, but you got to show up half an hour to 45 minutes before any of the shows to get seating for the shows.
That's why you need to go later in the season, so it's colder and there's less people around.
Yeah. Well, so she wanted to go. I guess this was the weekend that she could go or something. I don't know, because next weekend is apparently the Harry Potter weekend.
Oh, no.
And so I was looking this up. I was riding shotgun, which is not usually I'm driving. And I'm looking it up, and I start saying it, and then I realize, oh, this is going to bum the kids out. So I cut myself off. But I was very vague to the other adults in the car. I said, do you guys realize what next weekend is? And they're like, shh, yes, we realize. But they couldn't go next weekend.
I remember we went a couple of years ago, and I think we talked about it. But we went with the intention, because it was like cleavage weekend.
Oh.
And okay. My hope mm-hmm. was that less...
That you were going to show some cleavage.
No.
Okay.
My hope was that less children would be there.
Oh, no, probably not, right?
No, it was fuck tons of kids everywhere, yeah. And it was just titties flopping around.
Yep. So lots of cleavage, and yeah.
There was also lots of cleavage...
Yeah.
The weekend yesterday, actually?
Yeah, there was. I mean, I don't know. This is the only time I've ever been, so I don't know what it was, like, on the scale. Like, what was it?
Like, you were just juggling tits.
It was not. That was.
What's it like on the scale?
It was unintentional.
Titties being exposed.
Yeah, but I was astounded at how expensive stuff is, and I've been to fucking Disney World a whole bunch. And
but the thing is, like, you have to buy tickets.
Yes, that's the other part of it. And
tickets are currency for everything, like alcohol and food and
food. The tickets now is, I don't know if they did this before, but they specifically say on the tickets that they cannot be used for anything except food and beverages. So you can't use them for anything else.
I thought there was games, too.
Couldn't use them for the games.
You had to get separate tickets for games?
No, we could pay cash for the games.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of the stores now can do cash, but they also have like little square card readers and stuff. So they could take them. And like one of the stores is like, we accept MasterCard and Lady Visa. And it's like they tried to make it all make sense. And it was just... It was just dumb. The whole thing is kind of dumb, but I am not as much a fantasy fan as I am a science fiction.
Here's a trick, Chris. Sort
of weird fan.
Really drunk. It's a ton of fun.
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean, it's expensive as fucking hell.
Yeah.
If you're getting drunk there,
and
I remember like how many fucking yards of beer did I have that one year?
Gosh. The ticket thing is a total scam, and because you can't trade your tickets back in, right? And you will always end up with at least one extra ticket.
No, you got to be like me and just be like, all right, a beer costs. You have to figure it out
before you're drunk.
Yeah, you'd be like, okay, the yard of beer. Like, I don't think they do it anymore because of people like me. A yard of beer costs 10 tickets or something like that.
Yeah,
so I could get blah, 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 blah. I need to have something to eat. So, right. Like, you know, there's what do I want to eat? Figure it out. And then buy your tickets.
Okay. Yeah. Well, our strategy was buy, you know.
Get a little jammy pack or fanny pack or whatever and put your tickets in there. Because if you put them in your pocket, they're going to fall out or some brigand is going to, like, pinch them off of you.
Yeah, yeah. Our strategy was buy at the beginning of the day what we knew for sure we would use. So buy less and then we'll go back later. So we had enough for lunch. Although the lunch I had was gross. It was a sausage. The bun was not made for the goddamn sausage and onions.
Well, just do what I do. Don't eat a bun.
Well, that would have been better. Cause my mustard got all over the fucking place. It was gross.
Yeah, it was all over your face and body.
All over the table.
You took off your shirt and everybody's like, oh my God, it's mustard, man.
Oh gosh. I wonder if I could have gotten away with that.
What, taking off your shirt? Probably.
Yeah. No shirt, no shoes, no service. But
you know. No, but there was probably dudes running around with like exposed.
Their titties hanging out?
Just like some hairy dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Swinging around chains.
Yeah. And so the food wasn't
good. That little, the thing with the stick. Like the two sticks, then they flip around.
What the fuck is that called?
That is something that dumb. I don't look it up. I want somebody to email
us. Hot@clarkwoods.com because I still haven't set up the other email address. And what is the game where you?
It's not a game. It's just like you do this fucking tricks with these two sticks can be and a game. Another stick.
Don't you remember?
I guess it could be on fire.
You remember Mary Poppins? She says, "In every job that must be done, there's an element of fun.
Sure,
you find the fun, and the job's a game."
How's that working out with the kids?
Not very well.
All right.
So it became all about the souvenirs very early. We're trying to convince the kids, like, look, you're going to see a bunch of shit you want to buy. Can you please just wait till later in the day, like, see it all and then make your decision? But Melody, my younger daughter, is at this stage where her cousin, Liam, whatever he gets is what she wants. So Liam made his decision early in the day what he was going to get. And it was this little dragon, like a perch on your shoulder, and then it's got a wire or something that goes down your sleeve, fits into your hand so you can make the dragon talk. It's like $35. Like,
kids love puppets.
Yeah. So Melody wanted it, was not letting up until we finally, it came to the, we were going to sit down for the joust, like the 2:30 joust. And she was just not going to stop. So we went over. Stephanie and
was Clegane there?
No, it was. And it was, I don't know. I wanted to see more jousting and less really terrible acting. It was just like, please stop them talking to each other. And
they need to be
to have
really.
A storyline.
It's hard to act well when you're just yelling.
Yeah. Well, and. Only one person on the field had a mic.
Unless you're Al Pacino.
Everyone had to go over to basically to the dude who had the mic and yell at his chest because that's where the mic was. And that was what it was. It was absurd.
A microphone? What is that?
A microphone? I'm speaking into one right now.
No, I'm.
You're pretending. Oh, you're pretending to be like old timey. Like you were
at
the fair.
Yes, just like in the 1920s. When they used to do the joust.
Oh, and it just, like, their falls were, I don't know. The kids enjoyed it.
This joust is scheduled for one fall.
In this corner, weighing at a combined weight of 547 pounds, it's Demolition.
I liked those guys. Horse.
And a horse. I liked those guys until they started doing the thing where they had, like, a third guy who was underneath the ring. That was too much for me. I was like, that's just... Come on, guys. I think it was one of the dudes was just getting old.
Yeah.
We need to, like, have him tap out. He's like, he needs a breather. He's going to go hang out under the stage. And some other dude in a mask who's, like, way taller than him is going to come. Fucking stupid.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah. Mr. Perfect.
I mean, that was a guy. Like, they did good on all their wrestlers. I mean, they're not dying at an alarming rate.
Oh, no. Not at all like football players either.
Yeah.
God, sports are stupid. they are.
Yeah.
Which is why you all should be happy that I don't consider soccer a sport.
Yeah, I suppose.
So I'm saying sports are stupid. Soccer, not a sport, not stupid.
Okay.
You know, that's, I mean, it's boring that's, as that's, fuck to watch, but, you know.
Not if you know how to watch it. Again, Chris, copious amounts of alcohol helps anything be entertaining.
Oh, okay. All right. What about this show?
I mean, I haven't brought up One Piece yet, so.
Oh, nobody gets to drink. What was it that I used? We haven't talked about the drinking game in a long time. What did I have to do?
That's another email that we can get from people.
Oh, the drinking game.
Remember what the drinking game was.
What the drinking game rule. I mean, it was, you know, if you said something about One Piece.
If I said something about One Piece and it went over your head, I think that was two drinks.
That was two drinks, yep.
But then that person also had to know.
Right. And there was something that I...
Cookie,
was...
I think. We said the word cookie.
What if we said the word moist? Did that...
I think that just pissed Rob off. And so we would drink...
to
ease the pain.
To get the taste of the get the moistness out of his mouth. That doesn't make any sense. So we went to King Richard's Fair, and it was all right. But I think everybody kind
of... What
was
your favorite part, besides the exorbitant fees?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. I said I didn't hate it, but I spent a lot of time just trying to pacify my youngest child. We went to, there's a booth there about your family lineage, and you can get a thing, you know, that says, I'm a Woodbury, and here's where the word Woodbury, the name Woodbury came from. And
wow, that's just fascinating.
It was my favorite part of the day.
Genealogy is so much better if you're drinking copious amount of alcohol.
Yeah, but you might get your sources wrong.
Who cares?
I care because I want a properly sighted tree.
All right. Well, at least you could let some, you could like hire somebody to do it and then watch them and just drink.
A properly sighted tree. That feels a little bit prejudice. Wrote a song about it. Like to hear it. Here it goes.
Is that Dennis Leary?
Wrote a song about it? No, that's Salt. No, En Vogue.
Salt and Pepper?
It's En Vogue.
En Vogue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it go. And then they sing the song.
Wow, cool.
Free your mind. And the rest will follow.
Okay, that sounds great.
Be colorblind.
All right. But don't like, did so you shallow. See any, like, the Joust was lousy. What about the other shows? Did you
see any other shows? We tried to get to see the cat show. But
what's the cat show?
The big tigers. Cat. Yeah, yeah. But nobody could see. I got Melody up on my shoulders, and then some guy behind me taps me and says, "Hey, can you move over to the side? Because my kid is now upset, and the kid is bawling his eyes out because me putting my kid on." I don't. Anyway,
his kid. Why don't you stand no longer... slightly to the side and do the same thing I'm doing?
Yeah. So that was. I guess the only show we ended up like sitting through and really digging was the torture show, which is there was a guy throwing knives and shit.
That, you know, cool.
That was all right. He was charming. He was funny.
Don't they have like a naughty show? Like, you know, some.
Yeah,
like...
Kaylee heard it over the back of her shoulder. She was very offended.
Whoa.
I don't understand. She's not a prude, but she's got like different ideas about what's appropriate and what's not appropriate, and she is voicing them now at this point in her life as like, that was just really like, I don't like that. I didn't hear enough of it to know what she was reacting poorly against, but yeah, she was not a fan.
Oh, hopefully she doesn't go to any comedy shows ever. Because no. If she's the kind of person that's going to speak out, the comedian's going to rip her apart.
No, well, she didn't speak out to them. She whispered to me.
Okay, good.
I think we were over watching the guy at the torture stage, or we were having a snack, and the dirty show.
Is that what it's called?
It's something about like they're washing stuff, or I could not get a grasp on. What was happening. That was kind of the whole day. I was like, we're standing around trying to decide what we're going to do next, and we're not doing anything. There was a lot of just...
Did you see any magic? Did you see a magic show?
From a distance, I saw a guy... did he put something up his nose? No, no.
Something on his nose, pulled it out his butt.
It looked like maybe a cigarette, and he had a flaming whip, and he was trying to light this... I don't know. Far away.
He had a flaming whip, and he was trying to light his own cigarette?
Yes.
All right.
It was something like that. He was trying to light something that was near his face. But from the distance I was at, the only thing I could figure was maybe it was a cigarette. It looked like he had something coming out of his mouth.
Maybe it was a doobie.
Could have been a doob. there's no smoking in the King's Forest, but I saw...
If you're a performer, you can fucking smoke as much as you want.
No, but I saw on my way out, like literally like 10 feet away from the cops at the entrance, I saw somebody smoking, dropped it on the ground, stamped it out, walked right past. Nobody fucking gave two shits.
Yeah, I mean, I don't imagine the cops are really going to try to crack down on people smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, it's whatever.
I mean...
I did. You know what I did see a lot.
That's just paperwork they don't want to fucking fill out.
I saw a lot of shirts about how the Second Amendment is protecting my rights. That was fun. It's like, okay, it's such an interesting, weird cross section of folks because you've got like hippie liberals and then on the other hand you've got people who are like eyeing the crossbows and wishing they could, you know, live in a time when, you know, they could have a crossbow and just shoot fucking people for looking at them funny. It was just, I don't know, probably a lot of libertarians.
Yeah.
it was very weird. But, you know, the people I did interact with a few sort of very, you know, nice people here and there. I'm not saying... You know, I probably won't ever go again because of the price. But if the price was normal, you know, I might go again at some point, if especially my kids wanted to go.
Well, that seems like a glowing endorsement. King Richard's Fair. the price is terrible, but if my kids want to go, I'll go again.
Yeah, yeah.
I think going without your kids, you might actually have a better time.
I wouldn't want to go. Like, I don't have any desire to go. This is something.
What would you want to do, like, locally? I'm not saying go to fucking Disney World again, but what would you want to do, like, something similar?
Oh.
Would you want to do without your kids? Like, if you had an opportunity, maybe you and Steph just go.
I would love to go to, well, I would go to, like, Boston Comic Con or something like that, which is not. It's the closest thing I could think of, because this is the thing that I was finding myself thinking about yesterday, is I never felt into fantasy enough to hang out with the people who were into fantasy, who were into D&D and all of that stuff. And I never liked hard enough sci-fi that I could hang out with the people who really like sci-fi. I'm just the lame ass motherfucker in the middle who likes comics and the cool shit that, like, is popular, and I'm sorry that I like the stuff that's popular, but, like, so a comic book convention, that sort of thing, might be fun.
You could be right with your peers there, Chris.
Yeah, I would like
that. We've been watching The Boys on Amazon.
I want to watch it.
It's so fucking good. It's so incredibly, like, if you like all of those. Every comic book movie that's come out, it's basically anti that. It's anti everything that Marvel has put out for the past, like, fucking 10 years.
Well, they got the two creators behind it. I hope I'm going to get it right. Garth Ennis, I think, is the writer of the original comic book, the Boys that it's based off of. Loved his. He did a. He's the guy who wrote Preacher, which is also, it's on AMC now. I don't know
anybody that's ever watched that, though.
I have tried watching it, and it's not terrible. It's just very different from the comic. And then the artist on it was Derek Robertson, who was the second ever artist on The New Warriors, which people who know the show will know that, was know my Chris, favorite comic from back
Chris,
in the day.
Chris is a true New Warriors fan.
I am a true New Warriors fan. So I think The Boys was, I don't know if it's still being published, Garth Ennis and Derek Robertson, and I think it was a limited
run, so, like, let's hope that maybe we haven't finished. We have two episodes left, which is fine. I mean, it's like
Watchmen is also a critique of comic book. It's not that I can't watch or read a critique of the things that I love if it's done by somebody who actually understands.
I mean, everybody likes the Watchmen. I've never actually read it. I've only seen the movie.
Yeah,
and everybody says the movie's terrible.
I disagree, but
I don't hate the movie. Like, I find it fine, but, like, The Boys is just.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't read the source material, but I find it to be so much better than Watchmen. The Boys
has comedy in it too, right? I mean,
it's like
dark comedy.
They're selling it as a dark comedy, but there's a lot more just what the fuck.
Yeah,
as opposed to ha ha ha.
But I guess what I mean by that is it probably has a sense of humor that Watchmen doesn't have.
Yeah, definitely.
So not that there's, like, tons of jokes and tons of yucks in there, but, like,
there is humor, but it's just like, oh my fucking god.
Yeah, yeah. And in that way, I having watched Preacher a little bit, I'm anxious to see The Boys, because I feel like Garth Ennis and his vision and the way that he did Preacher as a comic book never quite got its just desserts in the TV show. Whereas,
because, like, there's
the Boys
a
sounds like you're getting what Garth Ennis intended.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, this is something that's because of, like, Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and whatever, that you can have a limited series like this because, you know, there's only a couple HBOs and Showtimes out there that will make, like, supremely edgy material.
Right.
Up until recently.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, even AMC did, you know, slightly more edgy than Network, but not as edgy as, like, here's all the tits and dicks and whatever that you'd ever want to see.
Yeah, yeah. But you're digging it.
Yeah, very, very good. Very, like, there's some, oh boy.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait. I gotta figure out my various queue of stuff. I was watching what was the last series I was watching? Black Sails, which was on Stars, I think, originally, which is all about pirates and boobs.
Cool.
I don't think there were any dicks in there.
Too bad.
Yeah. No, I think they definitely had some boobage and some pirates. The pirates are the cool part. You know?
I mean, I would also think that the boobs are cool, but...
Well, not that the boobs aren't cool, but some people don't, you know, some people aren't into boobs. I'm saying, you know, come for the pirates if you like the boobs.
Come on the titties.
That is exactly what I was saying. Good. Yeah. Exactly what I was saying. Oh man, you get like that. That'd be a great place to end. But you got like 5 minutes left. What are we gonna talk about for 5 minutes?
I don't know. Do we have to?
Gigi Dan. No, we don't have to. We could just stop it right there.
No, we don't. Let's fill out the whole hour. Let's make it so. Yeah. So, the boys.
The boys. Have you seen anything else like that? Anything else you want to recommend? I guess that would be a good.
I've been watching the new season of The Great British Baking Show, which is so much of a complete departure from what I've been watching on the other spectrum as far as The Boys goes.
I'm trying to remember if the kids or Steph have watched that. I feel like they.
I think that would be a good show to watch together because it's like it's weird because like it's a British show. Occasionally they swear, but it's not like not terrible.
Yeah, no,
but like so it's. It's a cooking show, which a lot of times, like you watch like a Gordon Ramsay's fucking yelling at people kind of cooking show. It's. I mean, one of the two hosts, Paul Hollywood, is a very stern individual, but he still has a heart, and everybody in the show, like both all the hosts, participants, like both the former hosts and the current hosts, and the folks that are the judges and everything.
Yeah.
I think everybody just has a good heart and it's just fun to watch.
Yeah. And they're baking stuff.
Yeah. And it's like,
so it's not like, sounded dumb, but it's not like full meals and stuff.
It's about baking. It's baking. It's the Great British Baking Show. So usually they have a theme. I think the first week is usually cake week. So like they'll have to make cakes and then, you know, there's biscuits, which is, you know, what they call cookies.
Right.
I just need to throw the word cookie out there again, but yeah, like it's just bread week is usually the toughest one because bread is hard to make.
Yeah,
because you know you have to make the dough and then you have to prove the dough and do some more shit to it, prove it again. Mm-hmm. So if you don't prove it long enough and then you bake it for too short of a time or et cetera, like they're it's gonna be stodgy.
Yeah. My mom makes a Swedish bread at all the holidays every year, and I don't know how she, and it's always good. I don't know how she does it.
Well, she probably has a good recipe and knows what she needs to do.
Came down from the good old Swedish relatives.
Yeah, and she just follows it and she does what she's supposed to do, and then it comes out good. You eat it and everybody loves it.
Yeah. I try to bake some. I what's the most recent thing I tried to bake? It was a couple years ago. I tried to bake
Duncan Hines.
No, it was like a it was a brownie, but it was
from a little bit of the THC oil.
No. First, from that YouTube channel, Tasty, I think is what it's called.
Tasty.
Yeah, and it was people devoured them, but I was not happy with how they came out. I thought they were all too much.
Did you overcook them?
No, it was too chocolatey. Like this was like a super chocolatey recipe, was what it was, and
exactly as advertised, Chris. If it was the super chocolatey recipe,
I think it was even a little bit too far beyond. I think it was super duper chocolatey, and we were only going for super chocolatey. Oh, okay. The duper was not part of the.
You could have just like if there was one less chunk of chocolate in there.
I'm a bit of a perfectionist. So
yeah, I've known that about you for many years.
Yeah. It's one less chunk of chocolate might have made the difference between, you know, world peace and
were world leaders and eating these brownies?
I know. No, they weren't. Although maybe if they were, you know, maybe I should put some TH. No, it's not TH. It's what the hell is the CBD?
CBD is with the mellow out. Part, yeah, I think.
Oh, so the THC is the
THC is the thing that gets you high.
Oh, okay.
All right. So but CBD one... is part of like I think people. I think it's something you can have and it won't make you have be or be
Yeah.
Marijuana-y.
Yes, that's what I hear, and it's like a miracle drug.
It apparently chills you out, so maybe
Oh, I could definitely use some of that.
TBD in the future.
TBD with the CBD. Show notes.
are something, not a thing. Something that you don't do anymore.
Show notes are not a thing I do anymore, but the end of the show is a thing that we do. We end the show by saying you can rate us and no, we don't do that.
Please, yeah, like go on.
Let's start doing that. Let's say
go on to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating. I don't want anything less than a 5-star rating. So fucking slam those 5 stars.
Yeah,
I want to see all those. Go on to YouTube.
Yes, check out on the YouTubeage and hit the bell. So yeah, you get notified.
Yeah, so you can watch or listen on YouTube from now on if you don't want to do it on the Apple Podcasts or whatever.
I wonder if you were like, okay, Google, play Horribly Off Topic, if it would work.
I don't probably not because we're not probably not big enough. But in the future, if you guys subscribe enough.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have to get home almost. Fuck. My watch is like, yeah, stand up, move around, shake it, bounce it. So leave us a review and then send us an email that you left us a review.
Yeah, and do more shit.
Yeah.
Interact with us more, and then it'll make the show what you want it to be.
Yeah, because we want the show to be what you want it to be, and what we want it to be, and what...
Yeah, perfect. That is an excellent ending.